In generative AI circles, the conversation remains heavily focused on both practical application and deep skepticism about platform reliability. First, a major warning emerged from r/generative AI. Users are being advised to extreme caution regarding new services. One highly detailed post exposed a supposed scam where an individual purchased large volumes of credits, only to find their account expired, and credits vanished over several days after spending just a fraction of the balance. The advice was clear. When paying for complex AI services, establish support communication first, and if you experience billing failures or disappearance of funds, be prepared to use public pressure, like social media tags or chargerbacks, to get resolution. For those who are creating commercial work, r/generative AI provided excellent specialized guidance. If you are looking for professional product image editing, generalist tools like Midjourney or ChatGPT can overinterpret your item. Instead, dedicated e-commerce AI services are recommended, such as PhotoRoom for high-volume batch processing, Flare.ai for art direction control, and Pebbly for quick lifestyle variations. On the creative front, r/generative AI also highlighted advanced tools for artists. For those returning to music generation, Suno and Udio were repeatedly suggested. And if your artistic need is precision in fashion or design, delving into Stable Diffusion's Control Net was recommended as a powerful but complex option. Shifting gears to developer tooling, r/Google Antigravity reveals significant workflow friction for experienced users. While the platform is intended for serious development work, many developers are finding that the integrated model feels restrictive and less potent than specialized tools they used before, like the dedicated Gemini CLI. The consensus among some veterans suggests that while the new unified system is technically impressive, it can hinder a deep, flowing coding process, leading to a feeling of being managed rather than empowered. Finally, over on r/Grok, the dominant theme is growing disappointment with quality and moderation. Multiple posts raised alarms about decreased realism and general degradation in image generation capabilities. Platform's usage limits are also drawing criticism, as users note that everything now counts toward one single weekly quota, making advanced video generation feel restrictive. Overall, the community sentiment expressed here suggests a shift toward stricter moderation policies, particularly concerning mature or artistic content, which is causing some paying subscribers to question the current value proposition of the service compared to its competitors.